Then he approached his wife and asked her, at which his wife smiled and said, I would love to take a part of those sins, but I never asked you to commit those sins. I always asked you to work hard and get the food and the clothes for the family. You never listened to me. Therefore, I can't take those sins. Then he turned to his four kids, who looked at him innocently, and said, Father, we can take a part of your punyam, but we can't take a part of your sorrowful sins. At which point, Ratnakara understood that when everything goes well, there'll be a lot of people who would want to partake and during those good times and success. But when a person is going through hardships, since there'll be nobody else other than the individual alone who needs to live through the sins, realizing that he is alone on the path of his journey, Ratnakara dragged his feet back to where Narada was sitting. And when Narada looked at Ratnakara, Narada asked with a smile, how many people were willing to take part of your sins? And Ratnakara broke down into tears and said, is this the family for which I committed so many sins? To whom I fed with love and affection, even it meant by killing another being or a person sometimes. What a sinful life I'm living through. Then Saint Narada, as the guru, revealed to be Valmiki, the current Ratnakara, that in everybody's brain there will be Vishanga who is always dancing to spread the poisonous thoughts, the evil influence of Adharma, which is easy to achieve, easy to influence. And that Vishanga's very powerful brother Vishukra, who executes all the adharmic thoughts that we get, are natural twins who exist as the right and left hand of their elder brother Bandasura in everyone's body. And if one needs to break this recursive loop of bad thoughts, adharmic thoughts, into adharmic acts, one needs to pray to those divine parents, Lalita Parameshwari and Parameshwara. When one prays to them, then the Maha Ganeshwara will be born in one who is praying, and all the obstacles he or she is facing will be destroyed. Therefore, revealing the philosophical significance of it, Narada gave the mantropasana of Ramanamam to Ratnakara and said, continue to do the japam of this Rama. Ra is the Agni Bijam, Ma is the Amrita Bijam. While Ra will continue to burn your papams, Ma will continue to feed you with punyams. And Amritam essentially means one that has no mritam or no death. Therefore, you will become Shashvata in the history of this planet, is what was mentioned to Valmiki. or Ratnakara, who is yet to become Valmiki. And when Rama, Agni Bijam followed by Amrita Bijam Ma, was revealed to Ratnakara, Saint Narada also gave the example of a seed which needs the burning sunlight and which needs the water. Sunlight and water are the two opposing forces. When both of them come together, the seed germinates with these two opposing forces. And while the roots go deep into the soil, the shoot shoots up and grows towards light. Similarly, while the adharmic forces need to go deep, rooted in us, away from that light of jnanam or knowledge or the wisdom. And once the adharmic roots go away from the light, they will never vanish, but they will be dwarfed by the trunk and the stem that grows towards the source of light, as a tree will grow towards sun, taking and feeding those very roots which grow away from the sun, using those adharmic roots that will be there in all of us. We ensure we are firmly plugged in the ground while we continue to trim those growing roots and channelize that energy upwards to grow the branches, leaves, flowers, and therefore fruits which all of us enjoy and eat. From that, those thoughts, those opposing forces, the true character is built. When Ratnakara was revealed about the importance of Ramanamam and the importance of Agni and Amrita Bijam, he became meditative, and after few minutes of chanting Ramanamam, Ratnakara drifted into deep meditation. And that meditation lasted for days, weeks, months and years. After 4.5 years, Narada returned. By that time, there was an anthill around Ratnakara, and the Ramanamam was echoing the whole forest where he was doing the Sri Rama Nama Japam. When Narada came back and gently opened the anthill, inside the emancipated Ratnakara was there. When Narada touched him and in the ear said Rama Namam, Ratnakara opened his eyes and Narada said, "O Agni Sharma, who was called as Ratnakara, starting today you'll be known as Valmiki, as you are being reborn from a Valmika, which is an ant hill, and you will go ahead and write that Sri Rama story, which will be the Adi Kavyam, and you will be the Adi Kavi. And by following the Rama Nama Japam, you were able to put Vishanga and Vishukra in place. Never forget the Rama Namam, which is one of the prime avatarams from the Mother Divine Lalita Mahatripura Sundari." This is a brief attempt at Agni Sharma to Ratnakara to Valmiki as an example of the last four namas we discussed. Stay blessed. Shrimatre Namaha.